The Crossroads of the West Gun Show is returning to Del Mar Fairgrounds in March, and this year, activists are sounding the alarm over so-called ghost guns. These guns are purchased as a kit and are assembled by the buyer. Because they're technically not a firearm, they can be taken home immediately, skirting a state law that mandates a 10-day wait to buy a gun. For the San Diego Union-Tribune, I'm Daniel Wheaton, and this is your San Diego News Fix. Phil Deal, you're a reporter in North County. Why don't you explain what's going on with these so-called ghost guns?
Well, this came up at the Fair Board's meeting this week, where some of the activists have pointed out that they sell ghost guns there. And ghost guns is a general term for weapons that don't have a serial number and can't be traced. They are mainly from kits that you can buy. You can buy a kit for a handgun or a rifle and take it home and assemble it yourself. It requires some skill. Not just anybody can do it, I don't think, but it's not impossible. And then you have an untraceable weapon.
And that's really become kind of a flashpoint for anti-gun activists. How popular are these kits? Like, can you give a sense of how are these kits sold in relation to the other guns and other gun supplies that are sold at the show?
Well, the representatives of the group Never Again California, who have been to some of these shows, say they've seen a lot of them sold. I mean, we don't have specific numbers, but they suspect a large part of the business there is these guns. And the woman that is president of the Crossroads Gun Show, she readily admits that they are a popular item there. She didn't have any numbers for how many they sell, but they are becoming more popular because there are fewer regulations, and just because of technology, they're easier to produce and there are more ways of producing them.
Yeah, so in a way, if you wanted to get a gun fast, a ghost gun may be a faster way of doing it than, you know, purchasing a gun elsewhere in California, right?
Right. To buy a firearm anywhere in California, there's a 10-day waiting period. So if you go in and pay for it, you can't pick it up for 10 days. It's state law. But these, because they're not fully assembled, they're not considered legally a firearm yet, so you can take it home the same day.
And I imagine it takes some time to put it together, but compared to the state law, it's certainly different.
Right.
So right now, is there anything from legislators or other electeds that are trying to curtail the sale of these kits?
Well, the state passed a law in 2016 that went into effect in 2018 that requires the guns to have serial numbers, and you are required to register that number with the Department of Justice. So it's okay to buy the gun without the serial number, but as soon as you assemble it, you have to attach a serial number to it on a piece of metal in a certain way that it can be the gun can be identified. So that's the only regulation so far. So there could be additional legislation.
And this comes at a time amid ongoing scrutiny of the gun show itself in Del Mar. Why don't you recap that controversy that's been going on for some time?
Right. Well, the Never Again group formed after the Parkland shooting, which was 2 years ago today, actually. It occurred on Valentine's Day in 2018. And I think there were like 17 people killed and a lot more injured. But that really ignited gun safety activists and across the country. The whole Never Again movement took up, gained a lot of speed from that. And there have been a lot more shootings since then that just add to the concerns.
Yeah, it does seem like Parkland, among previous mass shootings, has kind of accelerated the conversation about the Second Amendment. So it seems that there are people who are trying to get Crossroads of the West to leave the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Is there worry that that may happen, or are they confident they could fight back?
It will happen because the state originally there was a movement to have the board, the people that run the fairgrounds, prohibit sales of firearms or ammunition there, which would have ended the shows. And the board actually banned the shows last year in 2019. However, the company that runs the shows went to court and got an injunction and forced them to allow the shows to resume in the fall. So there were no shows for more than 6 months, and then they resumed in the fall. But on a separate front, state legislation proposed by Todd Gloria, representative from assemblyman from San Diego, proposed state law that was passed, which bans the sales of guns at the fairgrounds beginning next year. So starting in 2021, under state law, they can no longer have the sales. I mean, they could have the shows without guns, but that's not likely to happen. The prohibition of any sales of guns or ammunition is effectively a ban on the show.
Mm-hmm. And are there plans to move the show somewhere else, or what's the reaction from Crossroads of the West?
Well, I asked them about that, and they were looking for another venue, but they can't find any place that's big enough to hold the show. It is the biggest gun show in the Western United States. Mm-hmm. Crossroads is a big company. It's been around for more than 40 years. They had the show at Del Mar for like 30 years, and they hold shows in Arizona, Nevada, and Utah, as well as California. So it's a big show, and they need a lot of room. They have like 200 vendors at Del Mar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seems this entire issue is just, you know, the entire conversation that's happening around the country in a sense, because, you know, San Diego is a place of a lot of diversity. You have people who obviously love the Second Amendment, and then people in, you know, more urban San Diego that are very against it. So this issue is kind of a recurring one, and I think this conversation will continue kind of no matter what.
That's right. It will continue. Gun shows have always been popular, and especially with more rural residents, for obvious reasons, they're more likely to have guns and use guns for recreation, target shooting and hunting and things like that. So with that crowd, the show's popular, and they feel very strongly about their Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, I imagine Crossroads of the West wishes there was a venue somewhere in East County where it would be a little politically easier to have a gun show.
Very true.
Phil Deal, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
In other news, a volunteer street cleaning group that started with one Ocean Beach man and a Facebook page now has about 400 resident volunteers signing up as street stewards, cleaning streets in their communities every week. The movement, which began in Ocean Beach and Pacific Beach last year, recently spread into North Park, where nearly 50 residents have committed to cleaning up at least one street, often during daily walks around the neighborhood. Thanks for listening to the San Diego News Fix, which goes live weekdays at 5 p.m. This podcast is produced by myself, and editing help this week came from managing editor Laura Sacallo, digital creative director Beto Alvarez, and business editor Diana McCabe. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review us on your favorite podcast app and support our journalism by signing up for our print and digital products at uniontrib.com/subscribe. Until next time.